KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTac Heating Studios. It is Monday, February 1st of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us from the AirTac Heating Studios here this morning. And always good to talk with Jackie Jakels from the Final Act County Aging and Disability Resource Center. She's kind enough to join us for a few minutes for the February update from the ADRC. Jackie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's a sunny Monday start to February.
Yeah,
so we made it. To see the sun.
That's true. Good to see the sun after a snowy start to the weekend or middle part of the weekend. And I guess we'll enjoy the sun while it's here, considering the forecast I just read with those single digits coming up this weekend. We'll enjoy the sun in the 30s while they're here, right?
Definitely enjoy it while you can.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us, Jackie. I know you had a few things you wanted to talk about this morning with the ADRC, and you had some more details about a Facebook Live event with the Senior Center about learning to Zoom.
Yeah, I know Kathy. Kathy talked about the Learn How to Zoom event that mm-hmm. they are hosting on Facebook Live through the Senior Center. So I just wanted to remind people of that event as well. Because we are trying to do a little bit more virtual programming and we would most likely be using the Zoom platform, I think it's a good idea to maybe take part in this Facebook Live that the Senior Center is offering on Thursday, which is February 4th. At 1:30. Zoom can be a little bit intimidating, especially if people aren't super comfortable with technology, but it is a relatively easy platform to use. So I think taking part and just kind of having an overview of how it works might ease people's minds and make them feel a little bit more comfortable to participate in some of the virtual programming. I know we're exploring the healthy living with diabetes that I've spoken about previously, which will be on Zoom, along with some other prevention programmings that we're hoping to bring in 2021. And who knows at what point we may be able to meet in person for some of these. So having the virtual option, I think, is a really great way for people to still connect. I think it's also going to be helpful moving forward when maybe we are in these winter months that it's not as easy for folks to get out and about to still have virtual options. So I highly recommend participating in their Facebook Live on Thursday.
Yep, this Thursday, February 4th, we talked with Kathy for our weekly update earlier this morning, and she told us kind of the details behind it. But as you said, even once COVID gets to be in the rearview mirror, hopefully that's soon, still probably will be those virtual options on snowy days or people can still attend an event and you don't have to worry about, driving in or whatever it may be in the cold weather. Still going to be that option going forward. So learn how to use it. Learn the best practices now, right?
Exactly. Which leads us into the next thing that I just wanted to kind of talk about and remind people. Obviously, with the recent snowfall that we had over the weekend, the weather forecast you talked about coming up this weekend, it's always just a good time to remind people about fall prevention and fall risks, especially related to winter. We don't know what this winter has in store yet for us, so I just wanted to give a few tips for some fall prevention.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. Let's talk about those risk factors first with the fall prevention.
Yeah, so age is obviously a risk factor. It doesn't mean that just because someone's older they are going to have a fall, but it is something that can increase the risk. Having a previous fall can increase someone's risk of falling again. Sometimes that fear from having a fall can affect someone. Poor vision, so maybe not being able to see things that are around you, especially in winter, slippery surfaces, so that can contribute to falls. Chronic health conditions can maybe make us, weaker or not as steady with our balance. And then, like I said, that fear of falling, especially if someone's had a fall, can actually increase someone's risk to fall again. So the reason that I think talking about falls is so important is I actually found a statistic from the National Council on Aging, and it's reported that an older adult is seen every 11 seconds for a fall-related injury in emergency rooms. So that's a pretty significant number, and things falls are something that we all need to be thinking about, especially in the winter, especially in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But there are things you can do to try and prevent a fall. Some of those would be checking your surroundings. So as it relates to winter and thinking about being outside, seeing if the ground appears slippery, seeing if it's wet or if there appears to be ice. We can't always see it, but just really taking that extra second to look around and see the path that you have to take and what might be a barrier or a potential fall risk in that space. Use a slow, wide gait. So it's often referred to, think about maybe walking like a penguin. Mm-hmm. So go slow and kind of do almost a waddle is going to really help maybe prevent a fall. Dressing for the weather. So most people obviously dress for Wisconsin weather when they're going out, but really thinking about maybe wearing gloves so that you're not having to put your hands in your pocket and reduce your balance. If you can keep your hands out to steady yourself, that's going to be a big help to prevent a fall. Mm-hmm. Make sure you carry a phone or a way to contact someone in an emergency, especially if you are outside, moving between surfaces, being able to call someone if you would fall. And then there are a lot of great options to maybe winterize your shoes, making sure that your shoes have good traction and not as slippery can help reduce falls. Mm-hmm. And then making sure that any railings that you have, especially going into and out of your home, are secure. They're not wobbly and going to not give you that firm hold grasp when you're trying to go up and down.
Right. Right. You talk about winter risks there, and obviously that's the season we're in, but falls, goes without saying, can happen any time of the year. I know you had some additional information on just preventing falls, maybe inside a person's home too. Is that correct?
Yeah, and these are things that, you know, we talk about in our Stepping On class, which right now, unfortunately, we still aren't able to host those because there is no way to host those virtually. But some of the things that are talked about during those classes are really removing tripping hazards from your home. I know most people love to have rugs throughout their home, be able to, you know, cover hallways and areas in front of sinks, but rugs really are a big tripping hazard. So maybe kind of examining your home, are there any hazards that you could remove that would reduce a falls risk? Increasing your lighting. So I talked way in the beginning, some of the risks is poor vision, but really along that poor vision, you could have good vision and just not have good light to be able to see where you're going. Installing grab bars where it's maybe a place that you don't have something to hang on to, or it's a long distance from one object to the next and you know you might need to grab onto something really just to get your balance back and make sure your leg weakness is lessening. Mm-hmm. And then really talking with your medical providers regarding your concerns with falls, how I talked that fear of falling can really increase the risk. So talk with your doctor and see if you know, they have any thoughts on the matter or can maybe review any of your medications to see if there's risk factors related to falls with medications you're on or any interactions between multiple medications are all ways to try and reduce falls.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Jackie, if people have questions, they want to get in touch with the folks at the ADRC, what's the best way they can do that?
Sure. Our direct phone number is 920-929-3466, and we're located in Fond du Lac at 50 North Portland Street.
Very good, Jackie. Thank you so much as always. Have a great rest of your February, and we'll talk again next month.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great day. Jackie Jacobs joining us from the Fond du Lac County Aging and Disability Resource Center. They're